The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 5.5 minutes after 7 o'clock here on the 3rd of May. Oh, my gosh, the 3rd of May.
3rd of May. 2 days from now. Yeah, you can turn me up a little bit there. It's weird because my headphones are screeching and the mic isn't very loud. Cinco de Mayo Thursday.
Cinco de Mayo Thursday.
You know, went to a beautiful event. Well, I know there's so much to talk about here. Yesterday, as you know, I had 2 yards of bark. You call it monkey hair. Actually, that was my intention to go get monkey hair. And actually, my friend, Kitty O'Neill, you know, out of KFBK in Sacramento, she's the one who kind of put that term in my head because she, at one time.
Oh, so it's not the name of bark?
It's really.
It's called something else.
I went in and asked the guy at Axe Nurse, do you have monkey hair?
He said, no, I just had a bed. I just slept long on it last night.
And so. He said, we're out of that right now. So I had to go for
He really has it?
The second grade of the, it was so popular. He understood that there's a terminology called monkey hair. It's a shredded bark. It's a certain kind of shredded bark.
Yeah.
But she called it monkey hair. Maybe hers in Sacramento at that particular place was called. He said, well, I got a different kind of shredded bark. Anyway, that's what happened. The guy could only come yesterday morning, so that's what I was doing. Anyway, welcome to the show. Good morning, everybody, on our chat pack.
605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Jarhead. I see Jarhead's back.
Yay.
Yeah. You know, he's sitting there. He's probably got the computer resting on his stomach there as he's laying there typing, which is hard because he has a desktop. He doesn't have a little tablet. He just has the whole thing laying on him. He's a big guy. He can handle it.
All right. Good morning, everybody. 56 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be partly sunny today with our highs of around 82. Now, tonight, isolated thunderstorms, then a slight chance of showers with our lows of about 58. Tomorrow calls for also a chance of showers and also thunderstorms with our highs of 79. Wednesday night, low of 55. Thursday, chance of showers again, and then our highs of 76. That's our 3-day forecast here. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time you read the weather, it's our sponsor for the weather, and we love them. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Thank you, Bob. Where they give senior and veteran discounts. Now we're talking. I can hear myself. Thank you. Hey, Bob, do you know what's happening on the lake?
Shasta Lake still, it's not loading yet, but the last I checked, it was 11 feet from the top.
Okay. How are you today?
What's going on with Bob? Is Bob okay?
All is well.
Did Bob sleep okay last night?
Bob slept reasonably well last night. It warmed up a bit.
Yes, it did. It was muggy.
Getting a little warm.
Yeah.
All right.
Thunderstorms, of course, in the not too distant future, but. Fortunately, things are wet enough up in the mountains that it's not likely to cause any fire ignitions at this point.
Doesn't seem like it. Saw my friend Leonard yesterday.
Okay.
And had lunch with Leonard, and we caught up.
Former owner of?
Four Winds Jewelry.
Right.
But he, you know, the funny thing is the person that's been working with him for, gosh, a decade bought it from him, she and her husband. And that's why, you know, Four Winds Jewelry has managed to maintain its, not only the quality of the jewelry, but the ambiance and the staff there are just really great. And, in fact, if anything, Leonard, if you're listening, is that Rebecca is somewhat easier to talk to at times. Anyway, okay, let's get moving here. We have Tom DePicaro, who is running for United States Senate, will be on today at 7:30. He's calling in. He's running against the Dems. It's a, you know, it is a tough road to hoe. If you're running against the Dems in this state, for a variety of reasons. But there's a lot of other things going on we want to talk about here over the next 2 hours. And the one of them is, and here's my, I'm going to start off with this one. You remember that Green Beret that was in, he was in Afghanistan, he and his team leader, a captain, who happened to be a, he happened to be a West Point graduate, So we spent, they sent something about like close to $1 million worth of education. We put this guy through school, or maybe, it's not that much, maybe about $500,000 worth. Sent him through school through West Point. He's obviously a stellar individual that to get in there, because you just don't get into the academies unless you've got a lot going for you. So he goes into special forces, so it's more training and it's more, you know, the winnowing of people out that can't do it. So this man's in there. Guy named, I think his last name was Quinn. He and Sergeant First Class Markwell were over in Afghanistan. This Afghan commander they were working with, they find out he's got a boy.
What?
A young boy chained to the bed and was raping him. And when they confronted him with this, he laughed. Ha ha, so what? Well, the captain and the Sergeant First Class didn't take that very well. They pushed him down. Somebody may have punched him, but they pushed him down, and they said, that's not, that's thesis. Well, what happens? Do they take that Afghan commander and take that child and cut him loose and all that? No. Our American forces go in there, and they relieve that captain and that first sergeant. They force the captain out of the service. They just force him out. He's back in New York someplace. This Sergeant First Class, who has a stellar record, he has been this of the year, soldier of the year, and all this. They were going to force him out, too. And he said, you know what? I don't want to leave this man's army. I want to stay in. And thousands of signatures, Duncan Hunter, Congressman Duncan Hunter, rolled in.
Out of Orange County, right?
Out of Orange County. And says, no, he's out of San Diego.
Okay.
And they say things, he says, so we're actually going to force two of our finest out of the service because they confronted a child rapist, no matter if he was Afghanistan. So what, they, you know, does this mean, how many other
times? Your moral duty.
How many other times are we having men not do their moral duty, or soldiers, or Marines not do their moral duty because they're going to be relieved and kicked out of the service? At the same time, we are going after anybody that has any type of inappropriate touching or anything like this in our service. Are you kidding me? I mean, think how stupid this
and
is.
And how screwed up you can be and in how, the head. And, now, that's got to screw you up in the head.
And so what happened, the Army did a turnabout, and Sergeant First Class Martin can stay in.
Well, hallelujah.
But why? Why did it take something like this? But I'll tell you in like 30 seconds. The Department of Defense has become so politically correct, so intent on pushing women into jobs and transgenders and acceptance. They have made the Army into a social morass of an experiment. They don't really give a damn if they're ready to fight. Oh, no. They don't really know what they're doing out there. They put wonks who have never been in the service as the head of the department, a wonk, is somebody that's, he's technically, he knows stuff. He's never been doing it. Carter's never been in, been in the service. They're putting the big thing is, we want to put a gay gent in charge of the United States Army. You know, he's the Department of Defense
but
Army.
But can he do his job?
He probably can. But see, here's the thing is, it's pushing all of these social things onto the services, not giving them equipment, not giving them parts, not giving them training, not giving them raises, all of these things. And they wonder why the morale in the Army and the Navy and the Department of Defense and the guys that are fighting this war, the men and women are fighting this war, is so low.
Mm-hmm. And when I say,
and I can lay it right on the Obama administration. I am so glad that man's out of here before he totally destroys the U.S. military. Right now, a third of the jets in the United States Marine Corps F and A 18s cannot fly.
because of lack of training hours, lack of personnel to fix them, and lack of parts. A third, think about that, a third of the jets in the United States Marine Corps, because they've been worn out, 16 years of combat, and we're going back in there again, and another man was killed in Iraq, another combat death in Iraq. Lay it at the door of President Obama and Hillary Clinton. We'll be right back.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge and Wind River Resort and Casino Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. We'll have a night of jazz and fun with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Garimani's on drums, and special guest Lou White from 7 to 9 p.m. That's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, Romance on the River, Cinco de Mayo style, May 5th. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
With my experience in business development, I will focus on bringing jobs here. I know how to build jobs. In fact, I am the only candidate in this race that has successfully negotiated on multiple occasions contracts with a Fortune 250 company to land many jobs here in Chico. It's a model that can be replicated across the entire North State. I know how to do it. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of focus and a lot of discipline. But I will do that. I believe your congressman needs to be actively working with companies to bring those jobs to the North State.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message because the North State deserves higher paying jobs.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
You get this one. We're not going to take it anymore. Welcome back, everybody. 18 after the hour of 7 o'clock right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl, the Rant Master, and Linda.
The Rant Master.
The Rant Master. Anyway,
hey,
good morning, everybody.
I want to clarify something after that rant, the first rant. If you're tuning in now, you know, Carl talked about, you know, the military and the decline of the military, et cetera. But one of the things that I wanted to say, because why you were espousing your feelings, you were saying women and gays in the military. Now, it came, my ears heard, there should be a clarification, because as you know, and you've said several times to me and to
everybody
listening,
oh, no.
You don't care if it's a woman if it's somebody who has a sexual preference. They can do the job.
They can do the job, but it shouldn't be an experiment like pushing women into jobs dropping the standards and pushing women into jobs they're not physically able to handle. I've served alongside women. I have been commanded by women. I've got no problem with that. You know what?
If you were commanded by women?
Oh, yeah.
I had a woman colonel over me one time. It was like, yeah, but no, it was.
Seriously?
No, seriously.
Okay.
No, she's in charge of everything. She was like the, you know, well, she wasn't directly over me.
Did you go in combat with her?
No. No.
So she was directing from
headquarters. She was head of a whole intelligence effort for MF. And so I didn't work for her directly. I worked someplace else. But it was, I had a great deal of respect for her. And I have a great deal of respect for all those women. I mean, I've gone out on convoys with women machine gunners. I mean, okay. I've got, that's not it at all. It's when you start pushing people into jobs they're not physically capable of doing.
Or not super qualified.
Or super qualified. And, you know, you can even bring them up to qualify, but they're getting ready, the Army's getting ready to put a woman, the woman that made it through Ranger School. And then you talk to the guys that go through Ranger School, and they talk to what happened down there at Ranger School. There were a lot of things that didn't happen at Ranger School for these three women that happened to men.
Really?
Yeah, like peer vows. They didn't do peer vows.
Okay, so
vow is when the people that you're serving with in the platoons or in the teams.
Oh, peer evaluation.
Peer evaluation.
All right. I thought it was an exercise.
No, a peer evaluation where they then say, okay, who of this group do you believe is not going to make it, doesn't have the strength, or doesn't have this or this or this? And those peer evals get rid of people because they're the ones that see the person at their very, you know, you've got, you know, officers and usually staff and CO standing there or around them, but they are not interacting at that level, so the closeness of it. And they know which ones are going to be that they want to have in their teams. They know the ones that can make it, but they did not use peer evals.
Well, do you think that the guys at any level, I mean, okay, you're now career, so you're thinking about your career. Do you think any of these men that perhaps trained with these women were pressured to feel like, well, you know, she might not have been a 10, but, you know, I'm going to give
her
a break?
I'm telling you right, okay, I wasn't there, and so I'm not casting aspersions against that woman. I'm just telling you about people that are Rangers, that are, you know, they're talking to people that were there and things that weren't done. I'm not saying this woman's not as courageous or as brave or as smart or intelligent. She's a West Point graduate. I've got all the respect in the world for her. The point is now she's being assigned to an infantry unit. She's a captain. She's never served in an infantry unit before. What is a captain who should be a company commander? Because she's an infantry person, she should be a company commander, yet has never commanded even a squad of infantry. So what are you going to do with her?
They put her in her leadership role in combat.
They'll put her as a head of a headquarters company or something like that, an assistant three, so she can, you know, maybe learn her job because she...
She's never served.
Well, you know, if it was forced on me like that, then I'd put her, for me, I'd put her as like a, an operations... up in operations as their assistant, so she can learn the operations of it. And after we saw that, then you can move her down to a headquarters company where it's a little bit easier. And then, if she's still in there, then you can move her over to a infantry company. But that's, you just don't hand her an infantry company. The Army will. There's going to be so much pressure wherever she goes to about giving her an infantry company. Watch. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit and Mary McCurdy. I tell you, she's got it all in one bag. And when it comes to real estate, she is the ranger of real estate, you might say. She knows all about the real estate needs of her clients. She fights like hell for them. Mary McCurdy, check out her website at Mary, and that's M-A-R-I, McCurdy.com. Or give her a call at 949-1550 at Properties by Merit. All right, let's just keep going here.
Okay, I have something really interesting.
All right.
Okay, because this is feel good. I know we're going to be talking politics.
I've got six other stories here. If this doesn't get you going, then there isn't a fiber of Americanism and saying, oh, my God, how did that happen? I expect Jarhead to be calling in here going, wah!
Well, you know, it's really interesting because we think about I just have to say this. It's something that I felt yesterday while I go between our station, and then I kind of go into Fox, CNN, and some of the other things, and satellite. I go back and forth listening to what's going on with politics right now. And I think about when they talk about, you know, Trump being so divisive and how our country's never been so divisive. I don't know, you guys. Is it just me, or since we've been under this administration, I feel, is it my age? Is it because we're doing this radio show? I don't. Are we the most divisive we've ever been?
I think we have. I think they've got. I think they actually have polls out there that believe that. And you know what? Here on the radio show. Yeah, you know what? I
mean, as a nation.
You know what? I just wish that I had been that we'd had this show when Bush was president, because people would have said, "Oh, this guy's a hard left Democrat," because there were things Bush did. I mean, I was over there, got the results of what Bush did, you know, in 2003. And this whole thing was so totally screwed up. It was unbelievable. I mean, I saw a mistake after me. I mean, you know, I'm not a genius, but I could see things happening. The other guys I was working with, we were all retired military. We're all contracting. We're all had putting it out there on the line every day, and we were watching what was going on. It was a total farce about what was going on. The fight had been handled magnificently. They came in, they took it, and at that point, the civilians took over. In this case, Bush and his Secretary of Defense and everybody, and said, okay, we're going to do it like this. And then they started making these other decisions, and you could just see the country falling apart. You could see it. And we'd be sitting there. One of the benefits of being a contractor is you could go to the Rashid Hotel and have a beer afterwards. Troops couldn't, but as a contractor, we could. We'd sit around there, around the swimming pool, if you weren't out on mission, and go, what is this guy doing? What are they doing right here? I mean, do they realize what's going to happen? And then we got rocketed. We figured, wow. Okay, they're not happy. They're not happy.
Yeah.
So, and that's when it started.
Well, we should talk more about that. But, you know, and we will be talking about that a lot, because there's a lot of stuff going on, including that, you know, another U.S. service person being killed. We're going to talk about that. But this is interesting, and this is part of our history, too. Researchers may have found the remains of a centuries-old ship, which was once commanded by British explorer Captain James Cook. The Rhode Island Marine Archaeology Project says the HMS Endeavour may be one of 13 ships that were scuttled or deliberately sunk off the coast of Rhode Island during the American Revolutionary War. The nonprofit group was mapped 9 sites at the bottom of Newport Harbor that hold the remains of 13 ships. One group of 5 ships included the Lord Sandwich Transport, formerly Captain James Cook's Endeavour Bark. According to the group, the ships were scuttled leading up to the August 1778 Battle of Rhode Island and Portsmouth. What do you think about that?
Well, Cook, you know, the Cook Islands, all that. That's why
I'm always fascinated by the people who want to ignore that there was any history prior to their own existence. You know, that seems to be an attitude these days.
Jay Leno was when he was here when he said he went in with his flip phone to a store and it's this young guy and he's looking at him and he says, "I want a battery for this." He goes, "What's that?" He says, "Well, it's a phone." "No, it's not." He said, "That's a phone." He goes, "It is?" And he looks at it and he goes, "Ah," he says, "yeah, it's a phone. I've had it since." He says, "What do you say? I've had it since 1998 or something like that, 2000 something. You know, the old flip phones."
You've been talking about going back to your flip phone.
And he goes, and the kid goes, "No, there are no flip phones in. There are no phones in."
Now, there still are flip phones. You know that.
I have a flip phone, and I am really considering going back to my flip phone.
But you can't do internet on it.
You know why? Because I FaceTimed somebody yesterday without even pushing a button.
In your pocket, on top of
your butt. I was looking down at the looking down on the seat, and this guy's going, "What? What?" I said, "What are you doing? What do you want?" And he goes, "You called me. I FaceTimed you."
What the?
I FaceTimed you. Yeah, it's a good thing I wasn't, you know, I was sitting on my nose, figuring out my nose.
Oh, my God.
Or sitting there going, you know, but, you know, "Yeah, you FaceTimed me." I'm going, "Oh, man."
Oh, my mother, when she calls, she thinks that she's hung up. And she continues with the
conversation. You hear the car and you hear.
Yeah. Oh, or better this. When I was Bluetoothed into Linda's car, I was not in the car. I was in my truck, a lane over and behind her, and she's sitting there, and all of a sudden I'm on the phone because it picked
phone,
up.
Phone rings. Yeah,
the
and
phone
it,
rings.
But it's and, for you.
Yeah, and I'm talking on the phone, and Linda's, I'm talking on my phone, but Linda's got it in her car.
busted.
But
I'm
I have nothing to hide.
Neither one of us. And we're going to take a break on that. What are you doing with your spare time? Do you FaceTime somebody and you don't know it? Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction. This is what he does for a living. This isn't a part-time. I would say most of the instructors that you see out in this teaching concealed carry or any of these classes, it's part-time for them. You know, they do it. They love it. They're, you know, I'm sure they're good. But this is something this man does for a living. So you know that he puts a lot of time and effort into it. Ted Leidy does. All of his team are professional NRA instructors. He offers advanced classes, of course, the CCW classes, women-only classes, hunter safety classes, private classes, so that you want to say, you know what, I can't get out there on a Saturday and Sunday. Well, he'll set up classes so that he can have a private class with you. If you don't have that right firearm, he'll provide one for you to get you through the class and to help you make that decision on which gun you want to carry. All this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Get online, though, and register for those classes. And you missed that advanced class. Those of you who missed that advanced class missed a great class. Man, where they were shooting and moving. All right, we'll be right back after these messages, hopefully with the good candidate for United States Senate, Tom Petrillo.
Looking for adventure in whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving way. Buy all of the guns to come.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:34 in the morning, 56 degrees going up to 86.
All right.
Five. Or something. No, 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 I don't need all
82.
That. 82. Okay, 82. I couldn't read it over there. I just couldn't read it. 82 degrees. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, whether it's a little bitty, just a microscopic chip or a crack over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business.
And it works.
Can fix it, and he guarantees it, and you're never going to be sorry you took it there. I'm telling you, it is absolutely the best windshield repair place around here when you're having to fix cracks like that. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment, or just head on down to Crackmaster's Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street.
Veteran-owned business.
Veteran-owned business. Locally owned, locally operated. Hey, we have on the phone with us Tom Del Picaro. Tom is running for Senate, and a Republican and a conservative. Yeah.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you today?
We're fine, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm actually a little under the weather. I've been going nonstop for I don't know how long now. We just had our big convention, and it's been nonstop. So, but you know what? I'm inspired by all of this. I don't know if you saw the big statewide debate. I think it was a week ago Monday, and the KCRA poll afterwards had me beating everyone. So, great news. And yesterday I did the Univision candidate series. They only picked three people to be a part of it, Harris, Sanchez, and myself, and that airs Saturday night. And they estimate of their audience 31% self-identify as conservative. So that's a big boost as well.
Wow.
Well, you know, the fact is that people, I think, are getting tired of the status quo, that they're tired of which way the country's going, and that, you know.
You know, so can we drill down on that for a
sure.
minute?
Sure.
Yeah, let's
so
just go. Let's hear it.
Always amazes me that there's shock that people are disappointed in government because, you know, for how many decades have we made fun of post office delivery or always talked about that government really can't deliver on its promises? So why is anyone surprised when government becomes so big that it's ineffective? Like, suddenly they're shocked. But government's not working. And I want to give you a sense of how big government has become. This is actually a long-term project I'm working on. And it is this. And these are numbers that some people can't seem to grasp. And here it is. 36% of all economic spending in America, meaning government spend from the city council level all the way to the federal government, $6 trillion a year. $6 trillion. That's 36% of the economy. And then we spend, when you look at federal and state regulations, another over $2.5 trillion more. Which means government is about 45% of the economy.
That is absolutely horrifying.
And what happens? And this is what I talk to people about. What matters is the overall bite that government takes out of the economy. So think of it this way. You don't, at the end of the day, you don't say, well, it's the sales tax that's really hurting me. You don't even say it's the income tax. And especially if you're a business owner, all you really focus on is, well, how much money do I have at the end of the day, right? How much do I have left over? You don't really isolate it. And that's actually true broadcast across the entire economy. And what you will find is that in countries where that level of spending or government bite, total government burden, I call it, rises above 50%, really much above, if it rises much above 30%, it starts to diminish economic growth. And you find in Europe today, they're all those countries are above 60%. France is above 70% by my index. And what you find is economies that are just not capable of strong growth. And without economic growth, you get class class division because, well, take Spain, where unemployment among youth is as high as 40%, and it's down to about 30-something now. And America today is trending towards Europe. And so when people ask me, and this is what came up in the debate, will you support this program or that program? So you got to make a choice here. Do you want us to be like Europe, where there's no economic growth and little innovation? Or will you for once understand that government cannot be the answer to everything we do?
So that's, you know what, the part about 45% of all spending comes from government at all levels. As
well, spending plus our response, what we have to spend in response to government.
Okay. Now, here's the thing is, when you talk about giant bureaucracies, we push this all the time. And our guest, one of our guests came in the other day, he says, when you get a bureaucracy that's so large, it loses its soul. Meaning, in this sense, we were talking the medical profession and socialized medicine and why there's on strike in England. And that the fact is that when you when the government takes over medicine and other things, or you know, like the Veterans Administration, it's so big that the patients are no longer people. They're just numbers, and people don't have that feeling for them. This is why it's such a mess. And so it's exactly going down, you know, what you're saying. The bureaucracies have gotten so big, they don't have souls anymore in the sense that they care about who they're supposed to be taking care of.
Well, and they're, look, they have no incentives to do things well because they're not spending their own money and they don't get paid based on their performance.
No, they just get paid.
Yes, and so it doesn't, and this is basic human nature. So, and of course, those on the left always want us to change human, they think, well, we'll change human behavior because people will want to do things well. The problem with that is the DNA within you hasn't changed. And so, yes, we can be more Christian and volunteer more if it comes from within, but forcing people to do it, government mandates, that's not what made America great. America wasn't a mandated country. It was the opposite. It was don't mandate me and let me succeed. Manifest Destiny wasn't about a government mandate. It was about aspirations. So, the reason why I brought this up is because people ask me, well, why are people upset? Well, because government's actually not capable of delivering on the goods, and yet we have politicians who keep insisting they will deliver the goods, and so it is a crash at an intersection that's destined to happen.
Well, according to some of our information, Tom, on you also, you have a strong record of fighting against Obamacare. And recent news is that some of the fees with Obamacare are going to rise right here before our elections.
Well, absolutely. Look, before pre-Obamacare, I think I was at $330 a month, I want to say, as an individual. That was my individual premium. And then, of course, and I've had insurance since my 20s, right? I've been out on my own since, early.
Yeah.
And I've had insurance the whole way. And I've had, I have Blue Shield, and I've had Blue Shield for a long time. And then, now suddenly, of course, Obamacare is claiming me as someone who signed up with them, which is the ultimate fraud, right? No, I'm not a new Obamacare person. But anyway, now my premiums are $760 a month.
Well, you're not the only one. People we have working for us, a young couple with two kids, healthy. Their deductible went up to double, and their payments are more. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yes, a lot of people, and this is the difference between health care and insurance, between Obamacare and health, because it doesn't matter if you have insurance and you have a $5,000 deductible, because 60% of over 60% of Americans are living within a couple of paychecks, which means $2,000 or $3,000 in medical bills is a deterrent to them actually getting health care. So what we find is, contrary to what they said, oh, you'll get insurance and people stop going to the emergency room. False. Because what happens is they don't want to spend $150 here, $150 there. And when you delay care, things get worse. It's sort of like a leak on the roof. They tend to get worse over time. You should treat them right away. That's the same with health. And so they wind up in the emergency room anyway, and then there's larger bills. And that taxes the system. So, you know, there was practical way to deal with this and an idiotic way to deal with this. And Obamacare is the idiotic way. Well, the practical way to deal with this was pretty simple.
And that is?
Did you want?
Well, I got to take a break, but just real quick on that one. Is it quick?
Well, it's not particularly quick.
Okay, well, look, let's take a break. Let's take a break and come back with that, because there's other questions I want to talk about. One, we want to let you tell everybody who you are. And, you know, we have new listeners coming in and out all the time. And the other one is, I've got like four questions I want to ask you, or kind of like yes or no answers, or maybe some you can expound on, you know, like Second Amendment and, you know, freedom of speech and all those kind of things that I'd like to know, since our senator that we have now doesn't believe in that. But we're going to take a quick break here. Tom DelPecoro, am I right? Am I pronouncing that right? Tom?
You are. You're doing a perfect
okay.
job.
Okay. All right, Great. Tom. Is our guest running for the United States Senate. And you know what? And this is a chance, my friends, make a big, big change on the way things are going. And, you know, as I sat there this morning thinking about how bad things were and how bad things are and how bad things are going to be, and a lot of it could be changed with just a couple of easy changes out there. But part of it is you need to change who's representing us. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205. Or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 12 minutes until the hour of 8. We have on the phone here candidate for United States Senate, Tom DelPecoro. And Tom, tell us a little bit about you, but we're looking at your bio, and you've been there and done it.
Love it.
Well, you know, my father helped start the Conservative Party of New York back in the late 60s in response to Republicans not doing their job and standing up to the Democrats in New York. So my family has a history of, how shall I say, fighting the system, fighting the establishment. I'm a self-taught economist in this sense. I made a choice to be an English major instead of an econ major because I thought if someone helped me write, I'd be able to talk to people about economics in a better sense. And I write for Forbes. I write about tax policy and political history. Plus, I write about a lot of foreign policy issues. But I want to quickly talk about
the Obamacare.
Some key issues.
Okay.
And people can reach me at tomdell.com. It is so critical that we get out the word so I can finish in the top two. If we don't have someone in the top two, there's no Republican on the ballot this fall in this state at a statewide level, and that would be a disaster. And I am the only one who's remotely conservative. So let's talk about some issues. On Obamacare, the theory of insurance is you create a really wide group of people who pay in with a premium, and then they invest that money, and they pay out less than they take in premiums, right, to people that are sick. And so you need a big pool. We used to have laws that say you could only sell insurance within state lines, so within Iowa, within Idaho. But why would you make such a small pool? Why wouldn't you let the whole Northwest? Why did you restrict it to individuals or families at certain ages? Why can't insurance companies insure someone for life so that they take an interest in that person's health and say to them, okay, if you stop smoking for a 10-year period, we'll give you this premium rate. Like with cars. If you don't, your premium's lower if you have no accidents for 10 years, higher if you do. Why don't we do that with healthcare? Because the government constantly wants to get in and say what the rules are, distort the market, and ruin it. So we should have, instead of going the Obamacare direction, meaning paying a bunch of money for government to do stuff, we should have allowed them to cross state lines. We could have allowed them health saving accounts long ago. We could have allowed them the flexibility to give people plans. I'm 54, and my insurance plan has maternity benefits. Why? I don't plan on being pregnant anytime soon. So these are just what government does when it gets in the way. Then people say, okay, but what about people who can't get insurance? Or what about people with catastrophic losses? Okay, but if you add all of that up, it is a drop in the bucket compared to all the money they're spending on websites and the bureaucracy. You could have created a catastrophic plan for people who run into those kind of troubles. You didn't need to create a government industry. So there are practical alternatives, but of course we know that they want the power to be in Washington because that's where they derive their power. And that's what they're into.
Well, even Bill Maher has said that that Obamacare is a mess and it has not worked. But here's the other thing is, obviously, also you want to look at the fact is that maybe this is the way it's supposed to be so that when Hillary gets elected, or if she gets elected, God forbid, but if she got elected, then we could put everybody on a single-payer system.
Single-payer.
That's right.
People need to remember that throughout all of history, power centralizes.
Yep.
And it constantly goes to the Washington of whatever capital there is on Earth. Keeps doing that. And then every once in a while, it disperses through revolution like ours. And you have to constantly fight against that because government power and economic power tied together is the ultimate loss of freedom.
Okay.
And that's when you get the slow economic growth, low standard of living, all these problems.
And by the way, our economic growth in this last quarter was lower than any,
It's been 1.7%.
Yeah, it's horrible.
1.7% for the last 7 years.
And then it was less than
that. It's not enough to pay for the future.
Right. Which brings us to a couple other things. Let me ask you a couple.
Wait a minute. I want to talk to you about the Second Amendment.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about, the Second Amendment that we're in a battle with right here.
What's
your thoughts on that?
Of all the candidates, I'm the only one you guys should be voting for. I'm going to tell you why. And people at tomdell.com. Here's the deal with the Second Amendment. And I'm going to quiz you guys. You ready?
Go.
Who put the Second Amendment in place?
Who put it into place? You mean the founding fathers? That?
Are you talking about? They proposed it. It was us.
Oh, the people. Yeah.
The Second Amendment belongs to us. And we're the only people who should be allowed to change any amendment. Which means no judge sitting in Washington proposed to sit on the Supreme Court has the right to say what or curtail the Second Amendment, the Third Amendment, the 25th Amendment, any of them. And so whenever I'm asked, do you support the Second Amendment? I said, that is, all the amendments are ours. And until we decide to change an amendment, no judge should be allowed to do that. So now let's talk about the language of the Second Amendment. What does it say? Shall not be infringed, right? It doesn't say shall not be infringed depending on what clothing you're wearing. Did you miss that part?
Yeah, I must have missed that part. Or where you live.
Oh, where he is. So, yes, depending on your zip code.
Yeah.
Now, let's drill down a little bit, and I'll tell you a story that most people don't know.
Okay, we got like 4 minutes, so drill fast.
When Lee is surrendering at Appomattox, and after the North made sure they burned down the South to defeat them, they had to give up their long guns. You know what they were allowed to walk away with?
Officers kept their pistols.
Their sidearms.
That's right.
And that some of them were under their jacket. Now, let me tell you, who do you think knows more about the Second Amendment? This Supreme Court justice or Grant, General Grant? So I didn't want to hear people say that somehow the Second Amendment should be restricted. And the other Republicans in the race are no friends of the Second Amendment. I'm the only one who sits there and says the obvious. Do you support the Second Amendment? What do you mean, do I support it? It's the amendment. My opinion doesn't matter. It exists, and it's the right of other people's, and no one gets to take it away.
Which leads us to the next question, then. The Supreme Court, of somebody being nominated and supported for the Supreme Court, what kind of justice should that be?
Second Amendment, so I would vote against them.
Well, okay, but I'm just talking about any justice that comes up there is one of the questions, then. Do you support the Constitution the way it's written?
Well, here's what I say to people who tell me that it's a living document. I say to them, really? Okay, I want you to take your mortgage or your lease, and I want you to go down to the bank and say, this is a living mortgage. Times have changed. I can't afford it the same way, so you need to change it. See what Wells Fargo tells you at that point. The document is, as Scalia said, it's a document that says some things and doesn't say some other things. If you want to change it, we have a process. But don't tell me it has to change with the times, because I don't get to go into court as an attorney and say, I don't care what the law says, Your Honor. It's 3 o'clock now. It's different. That's not how life works. We need to work within the system. Have Congress do stuff. If it's unconstitutional, it's unconstitutional. But Scalia believed in the right of the people through their legislators to try stuff. And he believed that courts had been able to decide whether it's unconstitutional, but not for courts to make law. It's pretty simple.
Okay, Tom, we've just got a couple minutes. Tell everybody how they can reach you, how they can help you.
Running
for office takes money.
Critical. Here's what's so critical. I got the Howard Jarvis Taxpayer Association endorsement. I have Tom McClintock's endorsement, Steve Forbes, Art Laffers. I have my own flat tax. You can read about all of this at tomdel.com. What's so critical for your listeners is their personal recommendation. They all have email lists of 20, 30, 40, 50 people. And they need to, please help me. Send an email to your friends or on Facebook and say, this is our guy. Because if I can pick up 20 votes at a time, then we're going to finish in the top two. And we cannot have the Republican opponent I'm running against. The moderator asked him, you're pro-gay marriage, you're anti-gun, and you're pro-abortion. Are you sure you're a Republican? We can't have people like that representing us. We need someone who actually understands the Constitution and has some solutions. So TOMDEL.com, real simple, and just contact your friends. That's what's so critical.
We've been talking to Tom Del Picaro, candidate for United States Senate, Republican candidate, conservative candidate
for the United States Senate, and he's right.
Thanks,
we
Tom.
Need to have Tom running Thank against you. A Democrat. So yeah. we give people a real
Go
choice.
Go on with the good fight, buddy.
All right. Keep it up. Right, we'll have you back on again.
Back.
You bet. All right. Take care, Tom. All right. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Donald Trump appears to be in the driver's seat as Indiana holds its presidential primary today.
Trump was ahead of Ted Cruz in the polls coming into today's primary, and he's the only Republican candidate in the race who can reach the 1,237 delegates needed for the GOP nomination through regular voting. Cruz is predicting a close contest in Indiana, but the Trump campaign is looking ahead to a general election race against Hillary Clinton.
It's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. A U.S. military official says a U.S. serviceman was killed in Iraq when militants from the Islamic State terrorist group attacked. George Washington University professor Stephen Biddle, who advised U.S. commanders in Iraq, says American troops there may be called advisors right now. That makes little difference when the fighting breaks out.
Americans giving instructions to Iraqis about how their forces should be employed. It isn't supposed to involve, you know, Americans pulling triggers, directing fire at the enemy. But obviously it puts Americans in harm's way.
Speaking today in Stuttgart, Germany, Defense Secretary Ash Carter called on Russia to change course and move ahead with the rest of the world.
Not isolated and going backward in time.
Carter's remarks reflect the U.S. aggravation with Moscow on multiple fronts, including its intervention in eastern Ukraine. A report by Politico finds a Senate is on a pace to be in session for the fewest days in 60 years.
The chamber is in recess this week, contributing to the number of non-work days. Before senators left town for the current break, they left several issues undone, like emergency funding to tackle the threat of the Zika virus, a bill to deal with water contamination in Flint, Michigan, economic default in Puerto Rico, and the nomination of Merrick Garland to the U.S. Supreme Court.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac reporting a net loss of $354 million for the first quarter, mostly due to losses it sustained on the investments it uses to hedge against swings in interest rates. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Researchers analyzed why some hospitals make big profits and found a big surprise. 7 of the 10 most profitable hospitals are non-profits.
The research on hospital profits comes as city officials in several states are pressuring hospitals to justify their tax-exempt status. In the study, the top moneymakers include Carle Foundation Hospital. In January, an Illinois State Appeals Court ruled a law allowing hospitals to avoid taxes is unconstitutional. The Illinois Supreme Court is expected to review the decision on appeal by the hospital.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, America's love of trucks and SUVs helped push most automakers to healthy sales gains last month, as Ford reports record SUV sales, and Nissan is posting its best April ever. Nissan sales rose 12.8% for the month. Fiat Chrysler posted a 6% gain. Ford sales rose 4%. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. It's a crowded world, after all, at least in Orlando's hotels and theme parks.
Tourism officials say the number of visitors flocking to Orlando last year jumped 5.5% to more than 66 million. That's a tourism record for Orlando. Helps it to hang on to bragging rights as a top tourist destination in the U.S. for the second year in a row. International tourists made up about 10% of the visitors.
And that is Rich Thomason reporting. Specialty drugs and retail expansions boosted CVS Health's first quarter revenue by 18.9%, helping to offset higher costs and push results above Wall Street expectations. The nation's second largest drugstore chain also confirmed its first full-year profit outlook, though second quarter forecasts are running short of expectations right now. Everything's on the downside on Wall Street in early trading. It is the Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 180 points. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is a 5 after 8 and 34 seconds. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like today?
Currently 56 degrees Linda in Bott. The downtown studios. Good morning, everybody, on this 3rd of May. It is, again, 56, 13 Celsius. You know, when I lived in Hong Kong, I used to do Celsius.
You did?
I thought of Celsius. You know, you did things in, do you think in Fahrenheit or Celsius?
I think Fahrenheit.
And do you do military time? Or
used to be able to figure Celsius, though, we had to be able to do Celsius for some reason.
Yeah.
I can't remember why.
And everything in
Hong
Kong.
9/6 or 6/9 or something like
that. And when you travel international, it is military. What's that called?
Military time, 24-hour clock.
Or GMT.
And then you go, and then you got to try and figure out, you know, then they, anyway.
Yeah, but still,
the maps are different and everything.
The maps?
Well, maps are maps, but then the declination diagram is different.
The military has a very own coordinate system. Yeah.
Well, it's not that. It's just where true north is and how much you have to move it around.
Oh.
And that when you go into a different hemisphere, the water swirls in a different direction. It's clockwise here. It's counterclockwise.
How interesting is that? Another fabulous piece of information here on KCNR 1460.
Because I'm just filled with fabulous,
useless
information.
Yeah, Casey wants me to come back for more, Carl. Partly sunny today with our temperatures, our highs of 82. Isolated showers tonight for lows of 58. And tomorrow calls for thunderstorms with a high of 78. Chance of showers tomorrow night with lows of 55. And then Thursday calls again. 30 to 40% chance of showers, and then maybe thunderstorms as well. As our weekend progresses, let me see here what our chart says. I'm sorry about
that. It's going to be okay.
Friday is also calling for perhaps showers, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with our temperatures around 78. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Good morning.
Better
at the top
business.
Of the hour here on Tuesday morning here
at
KCNR.
Right. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and
Speaking
Air.
Of.
Voted best in the North State. They were just at our house last week because they come twice a year. Make sure all the filters are cleaned out. Everything's working properly. Thermostats, everything. And this gets us ready for the hot season that's going to be coming up on us. And like I said, voted best in the North State. It's a veteran-owned business. I count on Martin and his people. I mean, implicitly, they are true professionals. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. The 9th Annual Mental Health Fair and Music Festival, Saturday, May 7th in Library Park. It's free, noon to 3:30, resource fair and cultural performances featuring Cold Sweat and Together We Burn and many others. And the exhibitor list of people that are going to be there is just fantastic. 47 different exhibitors to be there. Talk about mental health. Anywhere from Alcoholics Anonymous to Reading Homeless Day Resource Center, Reading Rancheria Behavioral Health, the Rose Experiment, the Rural Family Empowerment, Safe Families for Children, many, 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 many others there. And this is the 9th annual. I would recommend, you know, it's right there. Just come on in, walk through, see what's going on. Then, of course, on May the 14th, we have One Safe Place, Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. You need to sign up for that. If you haven't walked a mile in a pair of high heels you know
lived.
What I can just say is that, you know, frankly, you need to do that.
And there's
at least
burly man guys,
you know,
doing
I think,
this. So.
I think Jarhead ought to do that. Jarhead, you ought to get that. And I tell you what, Jarhead, if you walk in that and you paint your toes flaming orange, I'll donate money to One Safe Place. There.
tests. There.
Hey, in headlines today, Tennessee Gov. Bill Haslam said he's allowing the Guns on Campus bill to become law without his signature. Senate Bill 2376 allows full-time faculty, staff, and other employees of Tennessee's public colleges and universities who have handgun carry permits to carry their guns on campus, but they must notify the local law enforcement agencies with primary responsibility for security on their campus, the campus police, for example. The governor said in a letter to House and Senate Speaker that he prefers to let campuses make their own decision. One more reason people love Tennessee.
Well, let me tell you why. When you start letting campuses and schools make their own decision after you, and when you try to outlaw something, the problem with that is then you've got a certain group that wants to take away your rights. You know, Tom Del Picaro, if you didn't hear the last half hour, we're going to push that out there, because here's a man that's a conservative, and he says, excuse me, but it's an amendment. What part of an amendment that was written by the people and voted on by the people, don't you understand? The Second Amendment doesn't say your rights are, you know, your rights to bear arms or you have the right to bear arms except in the zip code or on campus. Let's face it, some of the worst disasters that the mass shootings have been on campuses, school campuses. Why shouldn't a person that's trained, and I mean trained, be able to protect themselves? You know, this is Gavin Newsom, who on Bill Maher's show, and you know what, Bill Maher, I may have to start watching this guy as much as I dislike a lot of his politics, because there is, but you know what, he got Gavin Newsom on his show. Here's Newsom trying to take away, he would love to take away everybody's guns. He says, so you don't believe somebody should have had a gun down there in San Bernardino? He says, well, no, I mean, no, they could have led to more. He says, so wait a minute, are you saying that it's better to be sitting in a room unarmed, and somebody walks in and starts shooting, it's better for you not to have a gun? And he couldn't answer that question. And when you get somebody like that, that is so far out there, that is so far removed from reality, why? And to think that he may be the next governor of this great state, I'm just appalled by this man. I am appalled by his thoughts that he can do away with our rights like that. And it's not just this state, it is at the federal level when they think, oh, no, it's just, you know, it's just, oh, no, then nobody needs to have this gun. Well, you know what? Yeah, they do need to have this gun, because you have no right to do that. Anyway, so when I hear these things, and we talk about, like, Del Picaro, what he said was, it was absolutely right. So.
Well, let's go to the phones, and let's get
Terry's idea. Yeah, let's get Terry in on this.
Good morning. Welcome to the show, Terry. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, you guys are absolutely right about Tom. When he came into town to speak to the Reading Patriots, he stayed overnight here. He's always, we went out, we had wine, we ate, we talked for hours, stayed overnight. The next morning, we even talked a bit to Joe Montez, who's running for Congress. And, you know, this guy is he's the real deal. He stands up for what he believes in. He's very honest, straightforward. And I think that we need to start looking at people who are real, that are running for office. And like I said, Tom is, he's not only a friend, but, he's a guy that people can really trust. What he says is what he means. And that's really, that before, you know, these guys get into office, they start one way, they go and get an office, they change it another way. Tom is, this isn't his first rodeo, and he's a tough guy, he's a great guy, and, you know, I really want to encourage people to vote for him.
Well, I think if you go out and have Rally put on stuff on the Facebook and just, you know, have them refer to this interview, that, you know, he was pretty clear on what he believes.
Yeah, we do. We're in constant communication with his campaign. Obviously, we're friends, but the point is that he's someone that, I really wish that maybe you could get him in for an hour and really pin him down on some of this stuff. And it's a good interview. I mean, it was really good. It's just, you know, you're seeing a lot of people unite around the fact that we're uniting around people who weren't career politicians. You know, Joe Montez is another guy. You know, people that really want to get in there and do their best. And by golly, a nice thing about having somebody in there like that is that they're not going to be locked into the machine and have all the money behind them. So it's not going to be a position to where we couldn't vote them out if they did not do what we wanted them to do.
Well, you know, the big thing on this, Terry, and to everybody that's listening, is We need to have a Republican on on at least the ticket to run against somebody, because he said something that was very telling. He could be the only Republican that's on that's going to be running come November. The rest of them, as we know, is that there's – I don't even know if – I think there may be George Runner may be the only Republican that's won a seat on the state ticket like that. Maybe.
Yeah, well, you know, you're right. Yeah, you're
so
right.
So we need, and besides the fact that he is a conservative that stands up and says what he thinks and what he believes. Okay.
Yeah, and we need more of that.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Tara.
You bet.
All right, we got to take a break here. Hey, but this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Budget Blinds. It's getting hot. It's going to be warm inside your house unless you have window coverings, whether they're blinds, shades, some kind of covering. Well, you got to give Jerry a call over there at Budget Blinds. Because he's going to come out, he's going to look at it, he's going to work with your budget, and he's going to make sure that your house stays cooler this summer. I think that there's all different types of ways. Linda, of course, is our interior decorator of doing windows that work, and that they work into your decor and ambiance there. So give him a call at 226-9027 or visit him on the web at budgetblinds.com. Good people over there at Budget Blinds. We'll be right back.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
With my experience in business development, I will focus on bringing jobs here. I know how to build jobs. In fact, I am the only candidate in this race that has successfully negotiated on multiple occasions contracts with a Fortune 250 company to land many jobs here in Chico. It's a model that can be replicated across the entire North State. I know how to do it. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of focus and a lot of discipline. But I will do that. I believe your congressman needs to be actively working with companies to bring those jobs to the North State.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message because the North State deserves higher paying jobs.
I think one of the major frustrations with people going to the big box store and trying to pick out their window coverings for their home is really hard to pick something out in the light any place but your own home. Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your needs, and we'll put together something that's going to fit within your budget and give you just what you're looking for. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds as a whole, there's approximately 1,100 franchises across the United States and Canada. So we have a lot of pull with manufacturers. A big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered. If the dog ate them or if the roof caved in, for whatever that reason might be, you're covered. My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good Tuesday morning to everybody here on KCNR. It's 8:19 in the morning, currently 56 degrees. KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Carl's playing imitation drums. Can you just see it in your mind's eye? This portion of the show is brought to you by...
That's not what I was doing. I was dancing. Did it look like drums?
Well, Yeah. Go ahead.
So talk about dancing, because right now I'm reviewing the tapes from previous Dancing with the Stars.
Hey, if anybody wants to see what I look like when I won Dancing with the Stars with my brilliant samba.
He was a dancing bear from the circus.
That's right.
That was the foxtrot. Oh, no. I don't want to be in that. No, you're right. On that one, that was.
No, that was
embarrassing.
But you were adorable, and you did a great job on the tango.
You know what?
You did.
I will put the tango up against anybody.
Oh, you do that. You do that face thing great with the tango.
Imperious look I have there.
Picked up Kathy and threw her all over the place. It was great.
All right.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by
our friends over at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur. You know what? With everything that's going on, laws that are being passed, you should not walk, but you should run down to John Bastiani's shop at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Get that new long gun or pistol. Have him, tighten up. I sent somebody over the other day that's got a pistol. It's got a tough, it's got a long pull. And I told her, you know what, John Bastiani can take that Ruger LC9 and can do a trigger job on it, so it makes it a lot easier to press back. Or if that's something you need another gun, he's got them all there. Great gunsmith. They got classes on concealed carry and hunter safety. One-stop shop for your guns and all the accessory you need at Bastiani Arms. He gives great discounts to veterans, real discounts to veterans. 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Okay, you're looking for some happy news here?
This is interesting. Astronomers say three recently discovered planets similar to Earth's size and temperature may have conditions that could sustain life. An international team observed the three planets orbiting a reddish, ultra-cool dwarf star once thought too dim to anchor a solar system. Their research, published in the journal Nature on Monday, said these are the first planets ever seen orbiting an ultra-cool dwarf star. Says a system
sounds like a band.
I know, ultra-cool dwarf star.
A great name for a band.
Systems
dwarf
around
star.
These tiny stars are the only places where we can detect life on an Earth-sized exoplanet. With our current technology, co-author Michael Gillen of the University of Leeds said, if we want to find elsewhere in the universe, this is where we should start to look. Isn't that fascinating?
That is fascinating.
Every day there's something fascinating.
When you say something like that, Bob and I start rolling around the ground because here's the reason.
Because you're weird.
As soon as you use the word dwarf star, I'm thinking this. Oh, I want to start a band called Dwarf Star, and people won't let me use it because it's not politically correct. You know, could Def Leppard actually be a band today? Oh. Deaf, no.
Or how about
dwarf?
Cheap Trick?
No. Cheap Trick? Oh, no,
love
man.
It.
You are lessening women in society.
Just inducted in the Hall of Fame. That was great.
What are other things? Kiss. Kiss,
there,
you might be able to get
there
in.
There are several, but, being offended is a profession these days.
Oh, I'm just telling you, I've seen people. Starbucks is being sued because they're putting too much ice in their drinks. Did you see that? I didn't even read it because I don't care. You know, if somebody's putting ice in my drinks, I say, hey, I want half ice. I just want half of an ice. You know what? They look at you kind of strange, but they do it. All you have to do is take control of your surroundings like that. I mean, it's... Okay. You ready to go?
Are you going to rant? Do it. Come on.
Rant
bring it
on.
I think
bring
I got it
a,
on.
I've got a
People
few
love
here.
Your rants. Go for
I've
it.
I've got a few here. Reporters Without Borders have just said that the United States of America is 41st in the world in freedom of press. Why would you think that is? You think, well, God, we have freedom of speech and freedom of press here. Not according to this Reporters Without Borders, which is operating out of France, of course. One of the main reasons is that the way the White House went after New York Times writers went after him for his sources, and he or she refused to give them up, and they just. Went after this person for years. They finally dropped the case. Now, the other things they were saying is the Obama administration, who once didn't, President Obama said this is the most in 2013, say, or maybe even most transparent presidency in history, Well, they're saying, no, it's just the opposite. The Obama administration is the least transparent presidency in history. That Freedom of Information Act is might as well be something that they just, when they feel like doing, they'll do. They delay, they stumble, they lose, they hand out parts of it, they don't hand out everything. They constantly are withholding information and that people want and that they have the right to under the Freedom of Information Act. It is just the Obama administration. It goes after whistleblowers, and they also are protected by law, but they go after whistleblowers. They go, if God forbid, if there's something leaked, which everybody thought was a great idea under Nixon during Watergate and all that, and if it's a Republican, but Obama administration is another one of the things that he just comes out and says something that's just categorically untrue.
You know, at first when I heard that, I went, ugh, but I started thinking. Our news media right now is controlled by a very small pool of very powerful people, and that's a dangerous thing. And even internet sites that are independent, some of them are so far off the beam you can't take them seriously. But as far as serious journalism, it is basically a shadow of itself. It is more propaganda than journalism.
I think people are taking a look at it. You know, this is an opinion show. We have news at the top of the hour. But this is an opinion show. Now, we try to bring in a lot of different opinions on things. And we make a lot of comments on this presidential election. You know, I've said from the beginning, I wasn't sure that Trump had those presidential qualities. Or not presidential qualities. I mean, how can you say what are presidential qualities after you have Clinton getting, you know, having oral sex in the Oval Office? I mean, so what, is that a presidential quality? Andrew Jackson shooting somebody while he was president in a duel or threatening to do that. Or the other things that have happened. But at least we should have those leadership policies. The leadership traits and qualities that you want to have in a president, one that can, you know, lead by example, all those things. We try to bring those things up, but sometimes when you see things that are just, you just wonder, how can they say something like that? Or why would they say something like that? And here's an example. Clinton was meeting with people in West Virginia. So she met with these, and it happened to be some coal miners there, who said, why are you trying to put us out of business and take away our jobs? Because if you remember, Clinton said in one of her little comments was that she was bragging about putting coal mines out of business. That's it. I'm going to put coal mines out of business. And, of course, all the little greenies that were around her were screaming and yelling, yay, yay. Well, and then she had to face a coal miner. She said, why are you trying to take our jobs? And she had to back up. And she says, well, maybe I had a misstatement there. And, you know, but I've got these other initiatives to bring jobs to this area in Appalachia and all this, which is all, of course, a bunch of crap. She's putting 40 and 50-year-olds out of work. If she has her way, the coal industry will go away just like coal. Remember what Obama said? You want to use coal, it's going to cost you. You know what? He lived up to that campaign promise. In fact, the one thing that if you want to admire somebody, and I do, he made certain campaign promises. I'm going to bring in national health care. He did. I'm going to get us out of the Middle East. He did. If you want to use coal, it's going to cost you a lot of money. He did. I'm going to expand this government as much as I possibly can. He did. He did not pry the guns from the ones of those who clung to their guns and their religion. He tried, but he didn't. Couldn't do that. So here's the question: is now do I admire what he do? I he said he was going to do it, kept his promises. Do I agree with what he did? No, of course not. Not in the ways he did it or the big overreach of the government. Nope, not don't. But at least he said he was going to do it. So when you hear somebody like Hillary Clinton say, oh, it was I misspoke, and oh, no, I'm not going to put you out of business. That's absolutely not true. Of course she is. As soon as she gets in there, she will. And then she's going to try and say, oh, I'm going to retrain you guys in how to build computers. Or whatever else that she, well, you know what, I'm going to train you guys to to beautify the fronts of mines we're shutting down. Put some flowers there, maybe a little tree, little arch, some roses. There, then you can do that. Instead, she's putting people out of business again.
Yeah.
All right. I've got to, and this goes on.
About it.
This goes on to the other part of what I'm going to talk about after the break. The white male in this country is under attack. I talked a little bit about it last week, but now there's other things that I think it's important that we talk about, that what's happening to the white male in our country. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Redding. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Redding can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Tuesday, the 3rd of May. 605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 56 degrees out there, going up to 82 today. Nice day. Maybe there's a little chance for showers later on. There'll be showers later on this week. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793.
What band
this
was
portion,
that? I'm sorry, I had to hear that music. Who was that?
That was the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Wow.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue. What can I say except it's man's last stronghold, better-known business, and the best place ever to get a haircut. That's right. Cypress Square Barbershop. I love it there. Like it there. Go on down there. Get your haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Did I say it was better-known? Yes. All right.
I left and I said, here's what's going on. Here's the thing is, I mean, you shut down, and going back to Hillary Clinton, and she says, well, we're going to shut down the coal mines. Well, then the guys, you know, people confronted her. This is families you're talking about there, Hillary. Well, I put out a way to sustain people and, you know, new jobs and everything. Well, who are most of the people that are going to lose their jobs? Well, they're probably in their 30 to 50 year range, years of age range of white males. And each, you know, a lot of them have families. Well, the suicide rate for white males has exploded. Why? Because many of them, and especially younger white males. Why? Because they can't find jobs. It turns into depression. It turns into drug use and alcohol. You know, then you start talking, and when they don't have jobs, then you get into domestic violence. And then, but the suicide rate has jumped up. Because if you look at anything that's bad, it's because of the white male. Indian Wars, slavery, everything, you know, segregation, wars fought, you know, in Iraq. I mean, everything, corporations, business, glass ceilings, Black Lives Matter, it's all because of white cops, all of this, all caused by the white male. And at what point does the white male, who has become the problem of everything, you know, when you're looking at the people in movies, oh, it's the CIA. It's Robert Redford, the bad guy. Yeah. Robert Redford, the bad guy. Probably one of the most liberal guys out there. Robert Redford's the bad guy because he's white male. He's playing that role. It wasn't Danny Glover. Danny Glover, I've seen him in one role. He played the bad guy. And he played the bad guy working for a white guy in the shooter. Mm-hmm. And so you get this, and it's not even that. It's just when we are pushing the white male out there. The white males are going to college less. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to college. They're looking at affirmative action to bring in white males in the colleges. Affirmative action for that. When did it become bad to be a white male? I mean, I
personally,
when did that start?
Going for an EPA listing here as an endangered species.
But the point is that when you start seeing people like that that go and they say that I'm going to shut down these coal mines and I'm going to shut this down, I'm going to do this, what the impact it has on people and families. And the fact is that because of all the things that are happening in political correctness in the Army, you know, Navy, Marines, everything, well, they're being held down by this male society. Male. It's male. It's bad being a male. Linda.
Well, it's interesting that you're bringing this up because...
Do you see anything like this? Is that because women are spots like
well,
this that
recently,
they're bad?
Recently, Hillary Clinton got caught in another faux pas. Talking about leaving the reservation. Males, when you know, I've dealt with certain males, and you know, when they leave the reservation, and people are upset. Now, the reservation meaning
marriage.
I don't know. Reservation leaving, means think, men are tribal hunter-gatherers, and you guys are hunters. What does that mean? It means
I think she means when a man left the reservation, it's her husband.
Oh, well, isn't that interesting? I've never thought of that.
Yeah, that's what I would think of because her husband's left the, quote, reservation hundreds of times.
Well, the euphemism, of course, would apply to Native Americans who left the government-controlled and became rogue. But I'm not sure it's 100% applicable here. But
no.
In other words, we're not doing what we're told to do.
Well, that's right. and maybe that's
independent thought is discouraged.
Okay, so I just have to say this. You know, as I peruse the internet in the morning and while we're on the air, you know, I don't do a lot of computer. However, when we're in the air, I always look for interesting things. And, of course, one of the things that came upon this morning, so I'm kind of looking as we're talking, about history, and it's called the History's Greatest Images, 30 Photos That Will Stop You in Your Tracks. So, of course, we've got, Nixon and Elvis. We've got the skyscrapers. We've got bombings, riots, cows on the beach in California. A lot of stuff's 1900, 1876, the building of the Eiffel Tower. It is some really interesting photos. One just came up as we're talking on this subject, Carl. I'm President Clinton and Monica Lewinsky in the White House in 1996. So no matter how much you try to escape it, it's something that happened. It was scandalous. We've talked about this before. Okay, we know that some of our presidents and these things, but whatever they've done. But I think this started a revolution, if you will, as far as moral decline, well, is what we expect from the people who hold office. That's okay. He was a good president, but that behavior, and you know we've talked about this before, that no one should allow a predator to get away with it. We support One Safe Place. We support that if you see a neighbor or you see something of activity that is not okay, women or men, that is not okay, and yet we sit here and even thinking about the fact that this man could become the first man of the White House. I really just fall apart when I think about it.
I know. You've really got.
This is a picture in history of all the things that have happened in the last 100 years. This is on history. President Clinton and Monica Lewinsky in the White House in 1996. It may not seem like much, but it turned out to be one of the biggest scandals in U.S. politics.
Is that a blue dress she's wearing?
I'm no.
Okay. Just wondering.
Lewd. In fact, it says the stories were lewd.
They were lewd. And people were going to...
The impeachment of President
they
Clinton.
They were, lined up. Right, but they were lined up to... They were lined up to destroy Monica Lewinsky until they found out that she had evidence. And then at that point, their whole little world fell apart. However, he was impeached, and he wasn't impeached for that, for being with Monica. He was impeached for lying under oath. Of course, other people go to jail for that. Other people go to jail for those other things. But here's another example of the president, of the name Clinton, skating across.
Stood in front of the national audience, all of us, and said right to our faces, "Now you listen to me. I did not ...
Right. Okay. Moving on.
I did not have email on my server. And right. And you're un-American if you believe that.
Yeah, I didn't have classified material on it. Okay, Philip Smith says, I'm a white male and I didn't realize I should be so sad. You shouldn't be sad. Here is where I'm saying is that this thing's going on, but if you let it bother you, then you should, be sad. Otherwise, you just keep going on, you keep fighting. And the fact is you treat people the way you want to be treated and you keep moving forward. Eventually, this too will pass, and they'll find something else. Like Bob says here, they blame other people. They blame their troubles on other people. The Greeks, it's the Turks. The Serbs, it's the Croats. The Catholics, it's the Protestants. This just goes on and on and on. The list does, and it's true. Again, we go back to taking responsibility. Okay, moving on from there. City Council is going today at 2:00. Is going to look at raising the tax, sales tax, for public safety, using the blueprint for public safety as their basis. Now, they're going to be discussing it. The raising of the tax, they're going to vote to put it on the ballot. Frankly, unless there's a lot of explanation, a lot of rationalization, good rationalization for this, this too should fail. And I'll tell you why. Unless they've got clear, concise ideas of how this is going to be spent, one. And two, there's going to have to be something else put on that ballot to say that a certain percentage of it, like they did in Anderson, is going to be used for public safety. Now, again, it's non-binding. In fact, the people down in Anderson, the city council, could say, that's what it says, but we really need some more money over here in this area. And they could, so they could do that. Frankly, they could say, we're supposed to be spending this much, but gosh, we got crime under control, so let's just take that money and just spend it here. It's kind of like, hey, it's going in the general fund. So this is when they're in there discussing this. So when they're going to come out on this, we obviously need what? Sobering centers, a day center, more mental health. Does that have anything to do with police work? Or do we need more? Hello? We need more police? Yeah, we need more police. We need. We also, you know, the thing is, it's not just the city. What about the county? County sheriff has, you know, has deputies. He pays him a third, at least a third less than he did in other areas around here, so he loses his deputies. So when we talk about this whole public safety thing, is how are they going to describe it? How are they going to use it? And then how are they going to spend the money? All right. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great brews around there. You can buy coffee by the pound, exotic teas, all of that at Espresso Joe's. And veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's and walk next door for your tobacco needs. They've got it all there, all the accessories, all the different types of tobaccos, the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California, and the walk-in humidor that is just outstanding. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, better known. We'll be right back.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Join me this Mother's Day at View 202 on the Veranda. Hi, this is Linda Bott. May 8th is Mother's Day, so bring your mom and the family for a special Mother's Day brunch overlooking the beautiful Sacramento River from 10 to 4. There will be special prices for seniors and children. Make a great Mother's Day memory this May 8th with jazz on the veranda with the Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble and a very special Mother's Day brunch menu. Call View 202 for reservations today at 226-8439.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 8:48 in the morning.
Oh, we're sorry. Jumping right into
it. Yeah, well, I tell you what, just think about the things that you see on the
internet. You know, I was cruising the internet. We were talking about Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, and then, hello, I couldn't help it, but there was a monkey snatching a phone, and then there was this couple having sex.
You know, the funny thing about this thing about the monkey snatching a phone is that on his phone records right after that, there was a call to the New York Zoo.
Okay. I'm out.
I'm out.
And there was a couple in Barcelona actually having, doing this sex act in the subway, and there was a little
in the
snip.
Public.
Yeah.
In the I mean, there's everybody just walking by, stopping.
I'm
like,
wondering if this was like a, you know,
performance
like a performance art. There you go. Again, it's 56 degrees, and good morning, everybody, if you got your kids on the way to school. Hi, everybody. How are you doing? It's 56 degrees. And I have tickets to give away for a fantastic show that's happening at the Riverfront Playhouse. It's called Love Lost and What I Wore by Nora and Delia Ephron. This play organizes a series of monologues and uses a rotating cast of five principal women. So give us a call here. Again, I've got media tickets. If you were to go buy these on a regular night, they'd be $20 tickets. So it's for May 25th, 7:30 show. Give us a call now. I'll give you two tickets for Riverfront Playhouse, Love Lost, and What I Wore. 605-4567.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick.
Hey, Carl, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to point out that on that tax deal, they said that it would sunset in 10 years, and the public needs to make sure that it isn't going to sunset at the pleasure of the city council. In other words, they can decide whether to extend it or not.
That's a good point.
And another thing I wanted to suggest is, you know, the city's going to sell the old police station and give the money to a nonprofit to start a sobering center. That's the way I understand it.
I've heard them say that before. I don't think they finally decided on that, though.
Why don't they give the police station to a nonprofit? It seems like if they already had a location, it would be easier to get funds. And my opinion is, if that police station was good enough for our police, it ought to be good enough for our drunks.
Well, you know what? I would say that possibly, except it wasn't good enough for the police. They had
sewage
backing up.
Well, I agree with you, but they sure left them there.
They could.
And I agree it wasn't good enough for our police, who I think do a fine job. But you know what? If they had a location, it seems like they could get funds and get things moving quick.
I think you're right. Now I think they've already gone into the point of selling that. But there's other places that the city has around here. You're absolutely right. They could do that. You can start slow. Start with, you know, 10 people or something like that, and work their way up. The big thing we've got to be looking at on the tax thing is, one is, like you said, it sunsets, and it really does sunset, and it can't be used in such a sense as they're bringing in millions of dollars. You know, so much of it, say, you know, 52% is to be used on public safety, and then they take it out of the other end anyway. That's the other thing, too. You know, that, you know, because we're giving raises to the police, we're giving raises to everybody in middle and high management. What's going on there? That's something else we ought to be looking at. Before you hit us with a sales tax, are we really, really using our money wisely in a priority effort?
Well, another thing about having the sobering center at the old police station, you know, when somebody got slammed in there for being too drunk, they could walk around the corner when they got out and got them a drink there at Maxwell's to get things going again.
There you go.
Or Jonathan could meet them right there at the door and walk them down to the Greyhound bus station and put them on their welcome homeward wagon.
There you go. Or they could just head on down, make a right out of there and go down to the Empire Recovery Center.
There we go. Hey,
or
have a great day.
You better come around the corner, come in, and then throw up on my truck. Okay. Thanks. All right.
Bye. Hey,
goodbye. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Wind River. Day after tomorrow, are you ready? Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Linda's going to be down in Wind River in Elements Lounge. There is going to be a lot of people there. You've got all types of stuff going on that
Well,
night.
We rehearsed last night. It was a lot of fun. We've got some great Cinco de Mayo songs coming up, too. Lou White is my special guest, and he's a lot of fun. We've got some, you know, South of the Border songs, and plus our wonderful jazz ensemble, always with Cleveland Bonet and Bobby Veramontes and Bruce Kalin. So it should be a lot of fun. It's free to get in, as you know. Really good. They have Romance on the River, a special menu that night. So we can get steak and lobster and those kinds of things for $20. It's
$21.99.
Great.
It may have gone up to 22. I'm not sure, but it's still a great deal, filet and lobster. Elements Lounge, 243-3377. Join us there, because you'll see me out there doing my dancing or whatever I call
La Bamba.
It. Yeah, okay, here's a couple of things. This Saturday, May 7th, I don't think it's too late to still enter the Military Order of the Purple Heart. Get yourself signed up to go out and play golf. This is their major fundraiser for the year. They provide multiple donations to the veterans' home, including financial assistance to veteran families with spouses deployed, as well as helping them get their electricity turned off that the city does, and over $7,000 in scholarships to local high school and college students.
So give Bill Filon a call at 339-5449. Say, hey, I want to play. Or call J.T. Thomason out at Gold Hills, 246-7867. It's a good cause. And then, of course, the Frontier Senior Center, May 14th, 20th birthday, celebration, fundraiser, champagne, hors d'oeuvres, open house. Ceremony begins at 3:30. For tickets, call 365-3254 or see Janie at the Frontier Senior Center. No host wine and beer bar. Now, you know, when it gets a little wild out there with those, you know, with those seniors out there just jitterbugging. You haven't lived. You've seen them out there jitterbugging. How about you? Did your parents jitterbug?
No.
What is the jitterbug? Is that a dance?
Yes.
Or is that a fishing? No. I thought that was a fishing lure.
No, dear. It's an official dance.
An official dance.
Yes.
An official dance. Okay. All right.
No,
okay.
They don't jitterbug.
Tomorrow. What?
They don't jitterbug. They just do a special.
They're
like
cute.
A,
your parents
like
are
a two-step.
Oh, a two-step.
Four-step.
Hey, you know what this place, you know what we need here in town?
What do we need?
We need a place where you can go dance the two-step, the Cotton Eye Joe.
Bar.
We need a country bar that doesn't, you don't have to go in there armed to get out, you know? You need a country bar that you can come into, that you have a great time, you got great bands, country bands coming in. There is no place around here like that, is there? I don't know, but...
There was years ago.
Years ago.
Yeah.
But another news, remember...
But it usually goes out. I'll tell you why it usually goes out. It's because they have problems there. You know, people get there, they get drunk, they get into fights, and then the alcohol commission's all over them, the city of Redding's all over them, all of these things. If you could get yourself a, you know, I tell Andy Green and I talked about this.
You'd love the Oak Grove Club.
Hey, you know what? I've been to the Palomino. I've been to places out there that, you know, it's like you walk in and they take your hat.
They take your hat.
If you've got a cowboy hat on, they take your hat. Because they said, we started taking your hats off, you know, give them a check for it, and guess what?
Mm-mm.
Says the fights dropped. The level of fights dropped
because
like 50%. I don't know what it is.
They
just
hat
said,
makes you feel like you're 10 feet tall.
I don't know what it is. But wearing a hat, because, you know, it's a certain persona there. I remember coming back after one time, and we all went into a bar with our cowboy hats on, and we were still wearing Spurs. Okay. No, Spurs. All right, so we're sitting there talking, laughing. Now, I turned around to go get a pitcher of beer. If you've ever worn Spurs, you know that you've got to kind of watch when you turn, or that one spur will go over the other one, and it locks.
My spurs locked.
I took a step, fell face down on this table with some girls
that
were there.
Is that what that scar on your chin's from?
No, I fought for that one. No. Nobody gave that one to me.
I thought that was a bar fight.
Well, it did, but not from that one. Anyway, so I hit that table. I splashed beer everywhere. The girls are squealing. And I'm just there. I can't move my feet because my spurs are locked.
I would have loved to have been the fly in the wall.
Oh, my spurs. Jingle, jingle.
Okay, on another subject.
Would trip me right now.
I want to bring this up because we talked about this earlier, or last week sometime, about the same-sex couple in high school. Prom. Should they be king and queen? Well,
that's right here in headlines. Right here in Redding.
Students at a Florida high school crowned a same-sex couple prom king and queen. It's the first in the school's 185-year-old history. The pair hopes it helps others by raising awareness about the LGBTQ issues.
What's Q?
I don't know.
LGBT. Is that what it means?
LGBTQ issues.
I think that's none of the above.
So, anyway, it's happening.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's just happening.
Well, of course, we have a same-sex couple right over here at, I think it's Shasta High School, that want, you know, they want to be represented. And what the principal says, maybe it's Enterprise, and says that, it's out in Palo Cedro. And what he says, no, because it's got to be open to everybody. It's got to be equal representation. We can't just cut somebody, a guy out.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what he's saying. You know, everybody's, oh, they should be able to do it. Well, that's fine, except, you know, unless it's, you've got to have equal opportunity out there for men. You can't just have a couple's run like that.
And here's anyway. Another thing I want to bring up, is that, you know, accidents happen in life, and it really upsets me when I think, like, you know, right, the headlines about Carly Fiorina falling off the stage as she introduces Ted Cruz is just shameful. Because, you know, people can be blinded by a spotlight. You can look the other way. You can trip over your spurs, Things happen.
Might have had a beer.
But here's the deal, is that why does that have to be the headline? That she's, it's all over the place.
Yeah. Celebrating a fail.
So, okay, and what's the German terminology?
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude, which means
taking
you take
pleasure,
great deal of pleasure of other people's misfortunes. Now, tomorrow we're going to have EDC on, Economic Development Corporation. And I tell you what, I love having these people on. We have them on once a month about all the great things that are happening around here in the tech world. Yes, all the great things are happening in the tech world right here in Reading. And there is a, we're going to have that. We're going to be talking about this and a lot of other things tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Well, I won't.
Which are you?
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. All eyes are on Indiana today in the race for the White House. It's primary day in the state. Republican Donald Trump says if he wins,
it's over. They're finished. They're gone.
Trump referring to GOP rivals Ted Cruz and John Kasich. Cruz insisting he's in the race to stay regardless of what happens today.
The polls are everywhere. I'll tell you where this race is. This race is effectively tied here in the state of Indiana. It is neck and neck. And it depends on turnout. It depends on turnout.
And turnout is heavy in at least some parts of the state. An American serviceman has been killed in northern Iraq. That's where U.S. service members are advising Kurdish Peshmerga forces battling ISIS.
Shows you it's a serious fight that we have to wage.
Defense Secretary Carter. Another day off for thousands of Detroit public school students. Teachers upset about money issues, calling in sick for a second straight day.